This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Were I to ask you to name the biggest, most important companies in this economy, you would do Amazon, right? Apple, for sure. Facebook, maybe. Probably not, though, General Electric. But once upon a time, and not that long ago either, GE was the most valuable company in America, making and or selling everything from home appliances to television shows to oil. Now, not so much. The company's fall is the subject of a new book called Lights Out, Pride, Delusion, and the Fall of General Electric. Tom Grida and Ted Mann from The Wall Street Journal wrote it. Tom Grida, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tell me the story, would you, the anecdote with which you start this book. John Flannery, the then about to be new CEO of one of the great American industrial conglomerates, goes to one of the big subsidiaries, GE Power, I think it was, up in Schenectady, and starts going through the books. Tell me that story.
Yeah, I mean, this was a moment where John Flannery had been named to the coveted position of becoming the next CEO of GE, and he was examining the operations, and what he found was not what he expected. The power business was a mess. There were some accounting shenanigans going on. GE's biggest deal ever was buying this French power company, and the integration has been quite a mess. And all this is going on as the power market is taking a turn. So their bet essentially was failing.
You end with a quote from Mr. Flannery that I cannot repeat here on this family-oriented public radio program. But suffice it to say, he was shocked. And the question is, to step back to the 30,000-foot view, how did GE fall so far so fast?
You know, I think part of it is that GE never thought it could fail. It was unbreakable. Costs got out of control. They took their eyes off of operations. The idea, you know, they would do these deals that didn't work out and nobody worried about it too much because GE is so big that they could absorb missteps. But there are limits and they exceeded them.
Maybe it would be helpful for people who don't follow this closely, certainly as closely as you passingly as I do. How was GE thought of in this economy back in its heyday?
It was, for investors, it was an essential part of the portfolio. They were one or two in almost every industry they were in. For folks in the factory floor, it was like a lottery ticket. You know, great pension, great benefits. And this goes back decades. It really was this iconic model of American corporate culture.
And just speaking as a guy who hosts a radio program on which the General Electric theme song used to be embedded in our theme music, and longtime listeners will remember that, and maybe we should dig it out and put it on the web. It was a consumer products too, right? It made appliances and all that good stuff.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Appliances, light bulbs, some of these products still have the GE logo on it because they've licensed them. We have a General Electric air conditioner in our house, but it's made by a Chinese company now. And I think that still holds true for a lot of people. It's a very recognizable brand. I think people, you know, feel that it's this sort of inherently American company.
Okay, but the reality now of General Electric as a corporate structure is completely different. What does GE look like today?
Today, they are basically power, aviation, which makes jet engines. They essentially dominate the jet engine market. And healthcare, which they make x-ray machines, CT scanners, MRIs, and all those industries they have innovated for decades. They have gotten out of pretty much everything consumer. They recently sold the last piece of their light bulb business. So it's very much a changed company in recent years.
Do you think a General Electric could start up again today?
To be honest, if you could look at Amazon or Google and you could argue that these companies are conglomerates. What is key to a conglomerate these days is it's about its management. And so if you have the right leadership, it's possible that you could make that work. Now, could you make it work for decades? And could some of these companies that are structured like conglomerates, could they survive 120, 130 years like General Electric has? Time will tell.
Yeah. Tom Greida with Ted Mann, both at the Wall Street Journal, have a new book out about General Electric. It's called Lights Out, Pride, Delusion, and the Fall of General Electric. Tom, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Guy. Thanks for having me on.
We've got an excerpt from Tom and Ted's book about that failed acquisition of the French company Tom mentioned and why nobody at GE stopped it. It's on our website, marketplace.org. Also there, and you're going to want to check this out, that old Marketplace theme music I mentioned with the GE audio logo in it, it's there. It's kind of wild.